Hello, and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me, as always...
If you don't know by now, it's your boy Mike.
It is. What's going on? What's good?
It's just a lazy Sunday today.
Fuck you, motherfucker. It's your birthday, bitch.
Nope. Happy birthday. Just a lazy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's what it is.
Everybody else in the podcast, if you listen in right now, say happy birthday, Mike. Anyways, it is Sunday. No monster truck rallies today, but maybe next week. July 19th, episode 30. People still want to listen to us after 30 episodes, which is just...
They're fucking better. Yeah. Shit.
Damn. Anyways, all right, so I'm going to roll through a few things, but because I just grabbed a couple news articles, and, like, some of them, whatever, you probably already heard, but, so, Evo, fighting tournament, it's this weekend, and Jamie Lee Curtis has a son, right, and he apparently likes video gaming, no problem there, so right. She took him, but she dressed up as Vega, so she could be incognito, right? And then all these news agencies reported, like, oh my God, Jamie Lee Curtis is here. Here's my honest to God first response. Who the fuck cares? Who cares? Like, are the kids fucking, you know, battling it out and Marvel gonna be like, holy shit, that's the mom from House Arrest. Fuck. I don't care. This is not news.
Right.
Jamie Lee Curtis, it's cool that she dressed up, but my thing is, she dressed up because she wanted to be incognito. Who the fuck was going to recognize her, and who cares? Like, was she afraid she was going to get hassled by all these kids? Like, really?
No, they wouldn't care.
This is my thing. Like, that's my, like, big moment of, like, get over yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jamie Lee Curtis, yes, she's been in films. She was in House Arrest. She was in a bunch of episodes of NCIS. As a psychiatrist, or like a government psychiatrist, I think, something. I don't know. She did whatever. She worked with Gibbs. Gibbs' character. And somebody had tweeted, like, oh my God, Jamie Lee Curtis is at Evo, and then all of a sudden all the news agencies started reporting it, and I'm like, do we care?
Who's that bored that they're just like, hey, here's something to put on the news?
My thing is, does it, like, this is the thing, like, Jamie Lee Curtis seems so irrelevant to me. Like, is she in any major TV series that's on? Like, you know what, I should probably, let me IMDb this quick. It's
like important.
Because, like, I just don't know why it's a big deal.
Right, like, no, yeah, exactly, I get you.
Let's see, what is she currently in? She's in a TV series called Scream Queens that I've never heard of. And whatever New Girl is.
No idea.
But she was only in, like, a handful of episodes.
Mm. I mean, she's known for the Halloween movies, but
right.
I mean...
Yeah, and then she was in... Yeah, she's in a bunch of episodes of NCIS in 2012. So that's the... Like, that's my thing. Like, I don't know if it's even a... If it's just even a big deal. I just... It's one of those things where I'm just like, do I care? Like, really? Is this...
Yeah.
Is it a big deal because they're making it a big deal, or is Jamie Lee Curtis showing up to a video gaming event to bring her son?
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's fine. We can probably edit it because I just kind of stopped talking when I realized you were busy. Or we can just leave it in. Who cares? I just don't get why. I just can't figure out why this is such a big deal. Like,
right, yeah,
is it a big deal because, like, Jamie Lee Curtis is, like, you know, in a weird way, validating Evo as a big event for people to go to? Like, I don't know. I think her son wanted to go, and she took her son, and this is her being a human being, bringing her kid to a place, and she dressed up so because she didn't want to get noticed, and then you noticed her, and then you did the exact opposite of what she wanted to do. Bring attention to herself. But is she that intelligent that she was like, I'm going to do this incognito so that when somebody recognizes it's me, or I purposely let it slip that it's me, then somebody will report on me trying to be the person not getting attention, but getting attention, which is equally as fucked up?
Right.
Because it's like, did you do it knowing that people would make a big deal out of it because you tried to be incognito? Again, I just don't think it's... I just... If yeah, I didn't... if nobody told me Jamie Lee Curtis had gone to Evo, I wouldn't have thought less or more of Evo.
Yeah, I wouldn't really
I just
cared.
See it as her son wanted to go, so she brought him. Cool.
Right.
Yeah. Like, here's a cool story. I was in Disney once as a kid walking through the, well, what the hell is the name of the family that does the Christmas lights?
Oh. Dang it.
I keep, for the life of me, I can't even think of it. Hold on. Disney Christmas lights.
What's it called?
Osborne Family Spectacle of Lights, right?
There you go.
So we were walking through that, and I start to notice that there's, like, nobody around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're, like, alone. And there's this one other group of people, and they're all in suits. And I'm like, what the... And, like, I'm a kid. I don't know what that... I just right, kind of am like, nobody, whatever. So I'm just kind of moseying around, and I hear my brother going, "It's Jimmy Carter. It's Jimmy Carter," to my father. And, of course, I'm a kid. I don't know who Jimmy Carter is. And I almost bump into this guy, and it's... unbeknownst to me, former president Jimmy Carter. And the men in suits were the Secret Service. And they had just kind of, he wanted to see the lights or whatever, so they fucking brought him in. But, like, I, whatever. I mean, social media now would have been like, Jimmy Carter visits Disney, but...
Who cares?
Well, I guess now maybe it's a big deal for when presidents do stuff, but, like, back then, like, it wasn't... You know, that what he was just, but it's one of those things, like, I don't think that's newsworthy that he went to look at Disney, you know?
Right.
But, like, in today's age, anything is news if it's a thing. So,
true.
You know, man farted on Subway, breaking news. But, like, that was equally as cool an incognito story. My problem is I was a kid and I didn't know. I would just, was kind of just moseying around. But, like, I almost bumped into, I guess, the former president of the United States. Closest I've ever been to a president, I suppose.
Fair enough.
And, yeah, so it's just, I don't know. I think that Jamie Lee Curtis is, I say this about a lot of people, I think that she's probably a fine human being, but, like, I don't care. I don't care that you went to Evo. I don't.
Right.
I think there are other things that people could be reporting on. That,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, so... but that's me.
Sure. I agree.
So that's that. And, like, if you don't like me, fucking whatever, shut off the podcast. seriously, it's one of those things. I'm so, like, I have such a short, like, amount of patience when it comes to shit like that. I mean, you know, obviously, from our conversations outside of the podcast, like, where shit just bugs me for, like, because I just don't get why anyone cares. I don't.
Right.
It's the same thing with like gay marriage. Like, I don't, why do people care? Right?
Yeah.
Why do you care? Like, if it
doesn't matter.
I just, you're not getting married with me. I'm not marrying you. So what the fuck does it matter if you two want to get married? Like, it doesn't affect me. So I don't care. Jamie Lee Curtis going to Evo does not affect anyone except for the people that were there. So, like, whatever. I'm not comparing Jamie Lee Curtis to gay marriage. I'm just saying, like, it's one of those things where, like, I don't get why it's...
Yeah, like, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yes, exactly. Like, this is not a big deal.
Right.
And, hey, gay people can get married now, so... or at least in the United States, I suppose. So good for them. Just be, you know... My thing is like, get married and be miserable like all the other people who are married.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm sure your divorce rate will be probably along the same percentage.
Right. Basically.
So yeah, so that's the Jamie Lee Curtis thing. You can Google it if you want more information.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, I don't know, but just whatever. I get a couple other things. Adventures of Pip, which I played at PAX East. It's by TikTok Games. It's a 1-bit, 8-bit, and 16-bit game.
Interesting.
Yeah, so your character goes between 1-bit, where he's just a little cube, and then 8-bit, where he's kind of like a... He's an 8-bit character, and then he can transform into a 16-bit character. And each bit version of Pip has different abilities. So you have to transform between the different versions of Pip to, you know, get through the game. Sure. It's a platformer. It's on iOS and Steam already, but it just was submitted on the 17th, so 2 days ago, to PlayStation and Microsoft for the final submission testing, where they do like the final bug check and make sure that trophies and achievements and all that fun stuff.
Nice.
So that's pretty sweet. It's $14.99 on iOS and Steam, so I imagine it'll probably be $15
on PS4. Yeah, same on PS4. It's also
pretty fun game. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun playing it. So that's something to be keeping your eyes peeled for.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah. The other thing is there's a PlayStation Flash sale which ends tomorrow, the 20th at 11 a.m.
Sci-fi sale, I think, is it?
Yeah, the sci-fi. It's all sci-fi deals, but like Borderlands, Handsome Collections, $30 on PS4, Deus Ex, whatever. That's $6.
Yeah, whatever.
$6 on PS3. It's a couple Vita games. There's a couple movies. District 9, mm-hmm. Gravity, Geometry Wars, Nom Nom Galaxy, Starwall, Blade Runner movie, Cloverfield movie, Bioshock Infinite's $8 on PS3.
Yes.
Terminator 2, you can buy it for $6.99. Oh, Borderlands Ultimate Edition, $6 on PS3. I assume that's just Borderlands with all the
DLC, yeah.
Pre-sequel on PS3, $19.80. It's a pretty big discount. But so there's that. If you listen to this before you probably won't, honestly, because I don't know that I'll have this uploaded in time. So you probably have already missed it. Sorry. Other thing.
Hey, our bad.
Yeah. Whatever, my bad. It's a flash sale. They're there in a flash. They're gone in a flash. That's
gone. Yeah. See, it's there.
I don't think that was a relatively good flash sale. There wasn't really, like, unless you didn't already have Borderlands, that's kind of like the only big thing worth getting.
Right.
Not to pick on games like Starwall and things like that. Like, those are fun games, but bang for your buck, man. And then this is a Polygon article by Owen S. Good, which is funny because that means his name's Owen's Good. But Xbox One streaming to Windows 10 is available now. So
saw that.
Yeah, so Windows 10 apparently launches in 10 days, which is cool because my tablet and my Alienware Alpha are both eligible for free upgrades. So I'll hopefully be able to get that done. But with anyone with a device running it and an Xbox One may start streaming games from the console beginning now. Xbox One's last update added support, which Microsoft turned on Friday, so any Windows 10 device, mobile included, can receive the stream from the console. The Xbox app on Windows 10 likewise will update several features, including a beta for party chat, share screen, video captures, blah, blah, blah. Microsoft announced support for Windows 10 back in January. Preview program got it a month ago during E3. Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for those running Windows 7 or 8.1. Oh, that's cool. That means I probably can upgrade my laptop to Windows 10.
Nice.
Because that's just Windows 7. More information on how it works. Click on this link, whatever. So that's kind of neat. Only because...
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
My thing, though, is like, do I need to stream the Xbox One to my computer, or wouldn't I just turn on the Xbox? Like, the Xbox One has to be on for this to work. So, like, I guess my problem is I'm curious as to what the advantage is. You know, is it, like, basically giving you the option to use your computer as a capture device for the Xbox One? So you're sending it through, and then you can, you know, output that without needing, like, an Elgato as your in-between? Could you put that streamed feed directly into like XSplit as a thing? Like,
oh, so it's just straight up, you're just streaming it.
I guess I don't know. I honestly don't know exactly how it works. There was
like
another article that I did not.
It's like the Wii U where you could use the tablet and not the TV. I wonder if it's like that. So
I assume
free
that's
TV
much different
user monitor.
Because
I don't know.
I just assume the Wii U is using different architecture to send it to the tablet because it's not really streaming it to the tablet. It's like it's just going. That's the source, you know, direct output for source. Either way, I don't. I'm interested to see how this works or exactly what the advantage is. It would be more unique if it was like remote play.
Right. You know?
If I can turn my Xbox One on from my brother's house and we can stream it to, you know, my laptop and play Halo on my laptop while at his house,
then I'd be
okay. That's some pretty cool functionality. I, again, really don't know how it works. It's just apparently because I can't check it out yet, and I'm not going to go watch someone else's videos on it. I'd rather just check it out for myself.
Exactly.
So that's that. Otherwise, what you been up to?
Pretty much still haven't slept yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, just been on no sleep. So I guess technically I haven't not been doing anything. I was just hanging out with my people.
Nice.
While they were doing a photo shoot thing or something.
Oh, cool. For the cosplay stuff?
Yep.
Saw that. Oh, I saw that thing about Jason David Frank with the that you had posted on Facebook. Apparently he's not great.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of he's rude or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of something like that, yeah.
That's one of those things. I always read that and I'm always like, there's always two sides to every story.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. Like, he could have just been having a bad day and, you know, just didn't really want to.
So, I mean, I know that there are people who are just legitimately a-holes, but...
Right, because I've heard good things about him, and then some people be like, oh, nope, he's kind of a, you know, a-hole, but, you know, everyone has an off day, so...
Right.
So, I don't know.
As of our last podcast, did we talk about Satoru Iwata? I don't remember.
Had he died in between? Mentioned it, but we were like, I don't know if we weren't sure if we should cover it or not.
Well, yeah, I wasn't gonna put it on the website because everybody else in the world. No, I had ordered Balloon Fight. It was one of the games he helped make, or nice. Might have made entirely, and so it was $25 for this NES game, which is kind of high to me. All of the copies of Balloon Fight were high, and my question was, I wished I'd known how much it was going for before he died to see if the price had actually gone up because of his death, or if Balloon Fight is just a more rarer game, because generally what it comes down to is the original like NES action series games, I suppose, you know, where it's just got the angled text and the just kind of generic typeface,
sure,
Balloon Fight, RC Pro-Am, Mach Rider, Mario Brothers, those games all have that. Generally tend to be more expensive, maybe because of rarity, because they're the older, more original launch games, I guess. But
true.
Either way, it was the cheapest one I could find. It was $25, so I...
Complete, like...
No,
box and everything,
just
or
the
just,
game.
Oh, just a game.
Just a game. Not even a sleeve. I have extra Nintendo sleeves
for the NES like black,
yeah,
plastic,
black
or
plastic
whatever.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Got that. Of course, I brought my NES to my brother's house and was like, "I'll just get it next time I'm over," and I haven't been over for like a week, so
I
can't play it. I wish there was, this is the one thing I wish there was, though, a Super Nintendo adapter, like Super Game Boy, that played NES games.
Oh, something similar to, like, the, what's
Super
it called?
Game
that,
Boy.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, Super Nintendo, there's no, like, Super Nintendo, you know?
Right.
Super NES adapter, I wish.
NES adapter, kind of.
Yeah. Like Sega 32X, but that was playing 32X games, which in and of itself is a pretty badass add-on.
That is cool.
But yeah, so I picked up Balloon Fight. I haven't played it yet. I mean, I've played the game, but I haven't played it off this cartridge. So it is what it is. But it's, you know, it's kind of a bummer that he's, you know, that Satoru Iwata died. I was thinking about it, and I was just like, that sucks.
Does suck, yeah.
Like, it does totally suck, because it's just like, here's a guy who, you know, wasn't even that old. He was like 55, and apparently not 50s. In as good health as most might have thought, I guess, but...
They said it might have been cancer or something like that?
A bile duct thing? That's what it said.
Oh, yeah.
On. I don't know what exactly that is.
Didn't, no idea.
Yeah, I didn't Google it, so... So, yeah, it's a bummer, because it's just like... weird, like, and it's weird when I think about this, like, when I think about, like, musicians I like, and I'm like, they're, like, 50 plus, or, like, actors, you know, we like actors or actresses, right. And, like, you start looking at their age, and you're like, oh, like, Robert Downey Jr. is 50 years old, like,
yeah,
you know, obviously, he's got some time.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you start to, like, think about it, and you're like, fuck, I'm old, and so are these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when people start dying, and you're like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah,
but, like, you
just...
know, what's the world going to be like without... I mean, Hideo Kojima is only, like, 53? I think he's 51. He's 51.
Okay.
And his birthday's next month. You know... What's the world going to be like without, like, Hideo Kojima, Shigeru Miyamoto? You know, what mm-hmm. happens when we start to lose these...
Talented.
These talented people who made all these games that we've been playing for the last decade, you know, two decades, right. 3 decades in some cases.
Well, you would hope that it, you know, obviously these devs, they're all influences for other people, so you would think people would carry over to the next generation... Not so much do what they did, but, you know, something similar.
In the spirit of what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Nintendo... I don't know. I wonder what Nintendo's going to do. Obviously, of course, they're moving on, but I mean...
Well, they had said Shigeru and there was another person will, like, interim take over his position until, my guess is, they put somebody else in that position. My guess is I see Shigeru Miyamoto probably ultimately taking it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think he wants the position this way.
You know? Right.
He's
still like a... He's pretty much still a dev, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like he
still
works
likes
closely
to... I think
with,
he still likes to keep his hands dirty, you know? He still likes to...
Still works close with, yeah.
Yeah. Let's actually nice. Let's see how much he is. How old Shigeru is. 62.
Wow.
So...
He kind of almost doesn't... He really doesn't look that old.
And Reggie is 54.
Wow. They really don't look that...
Nope.
Like... Yeah, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. Like, even Gabe Newell, right? He made Valve. He's 52.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's worth $1 billion? Holy crap.
Jeez.
That's why he's not making Half-Life 3, people. He doesn't need your goddamn money.
Right? Jeez. And that's as of 2015. Jeez.
Yeah, I just Googled it. Net worth $1.26 billion.
Gates.
He went to Harvard. Oh, there you go.
$39.3 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. The games industry is in a weird... I mean, I said for a long time, and I think it's still probably true, we're at a point... We're coming to a point where the gaming industry is going to implode, and then it's going to rebirth. And I imagine the implosion will happen probably at the end of these console life cycles. Only
right.
because that's the moment where it's going to be a huge shift in the way things work, because... You know, mm-hmm. in the next 10 years, when PS4 and Xbox One become PS5 and Xbox 2 or fucking Xbox 720.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. There won't be discs anymore. As much as
you're
it
right.
pains me.
You're
I don't think they're
going to
have discs. So they're going to get rid of discs. They're going to probably have the Morpheus, the HoloLens, the Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be, like, intrinsically attached to them, whether we want them or not. You know, it'll be the... Connect 3.0 or whatever.
Jeez.
Right. And I think that will be the moment where things tend to shift, because there's going to be resistance. Like, I think what the potential for, like, VR and HoloLens and Oculus and all this stuff, I think it's really cool. I think mm-hmm. that in the next few years, hopefully we'll see what happens. I just think I think my problem is nobody's really coming out swinging with, like, hey, it's $299. Hey, it's $199. Hey, it's $75.
Right.
Bucks. Hey, it's $400.
Jeez.
I just don't see myself buying them for several
right.
years, because I just don't think I would spend the money on it. And there's not enough games. And I'm not going to be the early adopter who buys a
right,
thing
yeah.
that I can't use.
It's just kind of...
Like, meh. I think Minecraft is cool. Not buying a HoloLens just for Minecraft.
No.
I do think that that will help them build it up, because I think there is a huge community behind Minecraft that'll be like, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on board.
Right.
Do it.
Do it.
So, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
But... What you been playing? We'll shift. We'll shift out of depressing things, and we'll shift into what you've been playing.
Got back on the PS3. Took a break from PS4. Besides Rocket League, of course, but we talked about that already.
Yeah.
Jumped back on Kingdom Hearts. Trying to get back into Metal Gear again.
Metal Gear.
It's a mix of stealth. Or anime, whatever you want to call Kingdom Hearts.
Are you playing Kingdom Hearts because you're like getting ready for the new one?
No, I've never beat it. Yeah, but you never beat it. So,
fair enough.
One of the small percentage of people that just never beat it.
Yeah.
So going through that, and then Metal Gear, you know, fucking love Metal Gear. So
yeah,
I'm always playing that.
I still don't get Ground Zeroes, man. I'm still kind of frustrated.
It's the
not shooting thing. Like, I don't get if it's like the game is trying to make it so I... Because I know my triggers work on my controller.
Right.
I know that they work. But, like, literally, I'm playing the game. I'm aiming to look at a guy, and I'm holding the button all the way.
Hmm.
And it is not firing.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
So I'm just wondering, like, what happened... And then, of course, I'm like, oh, is there, like, a sensitivity thing that I can adjust or anything? No, nothing.
Nothing? I don't know.
Yeah, like, I literally have to mash the button into the controller for it to eventually fire. And then it generally just fires for, like, a second.
I'll have to go back and check that out. Because I'm pretty sure, for me, it just, you know, does what I need it to do.
Yeah, just because I'm like, I just, because I play the non-stealth way where I just shoot everybody quietly.
Right.
But... I can't, because I can't ever get, like, a headshot, because I can't fire just, like, one bullet. It fires, like, six, or it'll fire none.
Oh, right.
So I spent like, 20 minutes just running around in circles, hiding behind stuff, and just killing every single enemy. I had, like, an alert for, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
On that first part where you, like, right when you climb up the water. Because I'm like, well, I'll just shoot the first dude in the tower.
Just right.
Drop
and
him.
Just call
him.
Yeah.
Then I can maybe strangle the other guy, get into the gate, but I can't do that. I got to just straight take them all out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that first shot to the guy in the tower usually misses, and then he climbs down.
Yep. He's on look for you, and then...
Little bitch.
Yeah. So you either got to try to take him out as he's walking towards you, or just whatever. Take the alarm and just start guns a-blazing.
Yeah, which is generally speaking how I roll.
Just it gets the job done, but
right, yeah, it's not in the spirit of Metal Gear Solid. You're supposed to go in and out and basically not kill anybody.
Oh, I mean, you
can, but
yeah, you can play it pretty much any style you want. Just my thing is, you get overwhelmed because I don't think he carries that much ammo.
No, not really. I had to constantly pick it up from other people. Which is cool, because, I mean, obviously you could just pick up their guns, too, but I was like, no, I like the gun that I have.
Right? There's other guns you can find.
Yeah. I found, like, I found a cassette tape somewhere. It was, like, on a dumpster. And I was like, oh, this is probably, if I collect all of these, is it probably a trophy or something?
Trophy or something, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm getting, like, this is now the third time. I might just delete it and reinstall it and see what happens. Because now I've quit out of it, I've restarted the PS4, I've done all this stuff, and it's just, like, it's frustrating. Because I know that it works, the gas button, the trigger works, because Rocket League uses it for gas, Destiny uses it for shooting, and, like, so it's not, like, a broken controller issue, so I don't quite
right now
know what the deal is.
Hmm.
Actually, I haven't really been playing a whole lot of Rocket League. I play, like, maybe one or two matches a day.
Yeah.
Ranked, though. That was cool.
How'd that go?
It's basically the exact same game, except the points, like, go to a different thing. But the funny thing was, is so me and this team of two guys, because I just joined into a random game, unlike, you know, fucking Prison of Elders, where, like, on the high levels, you have to have teams.
Right.
And we like smoked the other team. And 2 seconds after the game ended, he sent me a friend request, and I was just like, pass.
Yeah. Nope.
It's like, nope, sorry. I mean, I get it. We did good. We had good chemistry. We scored. We got points. But no thanks.
Nah.
I'm all set.
All good.
So that was it. But I mean, it's a fun game. I just didn't want to deal with.
Right, yeah.
Those types.
Don't want to deal with all the bull.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, man, all the malarkey. No thanks.
Yeah.
It's a bummer too, because like I keep going, like I don't know if other people do this. If you're listening, if you're listening still, you like tweet us at the DGCast. Like, do you ever just like scroll through your like PlayStation list of games and just go, there's nothing to play?
Sadly enough, yeah.
And like, I don't want to play this. Like,
yeah. I don't know. And then you just shut it off, or yep.
Or I just leave it on.
Even on, yeah.
And what's weird is normally I would just throw Netflix on and just like put a show on so that at least there's something going
right,
on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, background, I don't even do that.
Like, yeah, same. I'll just leave it on and I'll just sit there and just like, what the hell?
I'm just kind of like,
Well, it's good to know I'm not the only one that does that then.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I look at all my games and I'm just like, man, I wish I had something else. My problem is, right, is like I still don't have GTA 5 and you guys keep rolling on it and like I should just go pick it up after this podcast. But I'm just like,
if yeah,
I
it's
had
just
it, I'd probably play it for a little bit and then I wouldn't play it anymore. And it's right. Like, I don't know what this
yeah.
thing is. Am I having video game fatigue? Am I just like,
I get you.
Am I just straight up burnt out because it's like I work all day, then I do yard work, then I get inside and I'm like, oh, now I'm gonna fucking stare at a video game all day.
And you just rather not.
And I'd just rather just like do nothing or just sleep.
Right,
but I don't
exactly.
But then I don't sleep. I just sit there, and that's what's the most frustrating part, right?
Right. It's like,
I go to work, I get home, I then do a couple hours of yard. Usually it's like 2 hours of yard work because I get out into the backyard by like 6:30, 6:45. Usually it's kind of around when I get home. And then, you know, I cut back a whole bunch of stuff and then I got to cut it up and then put it in the truck. And by the time that's all loaded, it's like 8:30-ish. And then I get the truck out of the backyard and into the driveway, and then I go in, shower, and then the rest of the evening is mine. But it's like at that point, I'm just like, oh, I don't fucking want to do anything.
Yeah, because then it's just getting late, and you're like, I don't want to stay up.
But then, whatever. And then it's like, and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play video games. But then I'm like, everybody should want to play video games with me right now because I want to play games.
Right. It's like, let's roll. Life and then either no one wants to roll or
everybody's rolling already on a different game.
Right.
Which
is why we have a love-hate relationship with Destiny.
Pretty much.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
You could listen to us rant about that in another episode, on our previous episodes.
That is true. So that's that. Yeah. I like, honestly, I haven't even really bumped on Destiny, and I had no desire to bump it on yesterday this past weekend because Zor had no weapon, which was
bought the helmet.
They said it was just a glitch, but they said there was no way to fix it without like probably
basically removing it,
having to take him out anyway. So it wasn't like they were probably just going to put him back in like for an extra couple days because they screwed up, which is what they should have done, but. So instead, they're like, he'll be back next week with a gun, and, you know. So instead, you could get that helmet that I already have.
Yeah, I got it.
So, I don't
know. Got that, and then shut it off. Or turn in a bounty and then shut it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to get Taken King, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where you have no desire to play it.
But then I'm going to get it, and then I'm going to play it for a bit.
Right, yeah, it'll get hype again, and then... Yeah. it'll be the same old, like, ah, okay, I'm done with this.
Right. Like, even, like, and this is a bummer for me too, right? So Journey is coming to PS4,
Yep,
and
I bought that.
Galaxy is finally announced. I think that's Tuesday, isn't it?
Journey's Tuesday, Galaxy is next month.
Next month. And I don't, as much as I
Just the hype
enjoyed
for.
as much as I enjoyed playing Galaxy, like, it's one of those, it's like The Last of Us. It's been so long that I'm just like, eh,
Yeah, you
nah.
wait so long, it's just like, okay.
And that's like a, it's a frustrating thing for me because I think the game is great, but I'm now at a point where I'm just like, I'll
Eh,
wait or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, it'll be on Plus eventually.
Well, no, I'll probably still end up buying it, but I'm just gonna, like,
Oh, just like no rush. Yeah,
yeah,
no
now
rush to
I'm just
get
in
it.
no,
Yeah,
like, I'm in
gotcha.
no rush to be like, whatever. So
Yeah,
it's
okay, I get you now. Yeah.
like Adventures of Pip, I'm excited about. We'll
Yeah, that
see.
looks cool.
Because
Check that.
at least that's like, it's got a story. It's, I mean, not that Galaxy doesn't have a story, but like, it's a more
It's something.
traditional game, you know? It's a, it's
Right,
just,
yeah.
it's an old school platformer.
Yeah.
Because I find myself playing older games more often than not now. Like, I've been playing the Super Nintendo, playing the NES when I had it set up before I brought it over to my brother's. And when
Nice.
I'm at my brother's house now, we're not even really playing games anymore. We finally went back to playing pool
Nice.
because he got a pool
Switch shit
table.
up.
So we finally were just like, fuck it, let's just play pool. So we played pool
All
like
right.
3 nights in a row. And it's like, you know, we occasionally will play Halo or Call of Duty. But he, like, he didn't even renew his Xbox Live. It's, I have the Xbox Live, so I have to bring the Xbox One, which is whatever. I have the case to move it around, but it's one of the things, like, even he doesn't play video games nearly as much as we used to. But I, like, and then, like, I got back into Counter-Strike, but even that, it's like, I just play it casually. I don't go into the competitive nonsense or anything. I
God, no.
specifically look for the casual playlists and just
Right.
shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
Not trying to win, just trying to play.
Play a few rounds, whatever.
Yeah.
Stick around.
So, there was that. Yeah, and then, I mean, We Happy Few, I'm still in the beta for that,
Soma. Nice.
from
That's
Compulsion. It's,
PC right now,
it is
right? And
PC
then
right now.
console later, or is it just PC only?
They're probably going to do it on console.
Okay, just
They
PC
it's
right
not,
now.
yeah, just PC right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
That game is super trippy in a good way,
It
but
looks like it.
I will have to report back on that. But one of my buddies, Prophet on Fire, was streaming this game earlier today called Dirty Bomb, and it's a free-to-play shooter, and it's on PC, and it actually looks pretty cool. It looks like a fast-paced Blacklight that worked, you know?
Oh,
It looks
nice.
like, it looked kind of like Blacklight meets Team Fortress meets,
Cartoonish.
no, not cartoonish, very, very futuristic, realistic type.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
That's why it's kind of,
Well,
it's Team Fortress in the ten, in the terms of the kind of, from what I watched him play, the
like the
gameplay
look
mode, because he
or.
had, like, it was like, go stop them from
Oh, gotcha.
fixing this
Okay.
thing, and then if you failed
Gotcha.
that, it would stop them from doing this, and if you failed that, it would stop them from doing this. Like, there was an objective to each game. And then it was very much like Blacklight in the sense that it was futuristic and realistic and kind of gave me the same kind of visual appearance as Blacklight kind of had, but even just like slightly nicer. And then, like, his character had like a sword, and he could go invisible for like short amounts of time and just hack the shit out of people, which is pretty badass.
Sounds cool.
So,
This makes me wish I had a PC or a better PC so I
yeah.
can check out some of this stuff.
So I'm gonna have to check that out, and see what that's all about. Because it looked actually pretty good. So if it is free to play, it'll
Sounds cool,
depend
yeah.
on it, for me, it'll depend on what keeps me in the game is how the free to play is. Like, is it free to win? Is
Oh, it's a
it pay to win
freemium.
or pay to get like skins
Gotcha.
and other stuff?
Right.
So.
Just It's funny that you bring up something like that.
What?
Street Fighter V actually has something like that now. I guess there's in-game currency, and then you could put money into the game to buy new characters. And I think, like, not cheats, but like enhancements or something like that. I don't remember. But I know you can use in-game currency to buy new characters instead of, like, they're not going to have DLC, I guess. Or, like, paid DLC. I guess you could either get it in-game with in-game currency.
What game is this?
Street Fighter V.
Oh, yay, I did see
Yeah,
something
the
about
new
that.
DLC thing they're trying to do, whatever. What's it's DLC, but it's not DLC. Because they're trying to make up for their past mistakes of, oh, it's on disc, but here's $9.99 for whatever pack of costumes and
That was
fighters or
already on the
whatever.
disc, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of
So
a
they're
weird
setting up
thing. It's got
in-game
like that's the
currency.
frustrating thing too, because like when you used to think like NES games, like you bought the game, it had everything on it. You buy an N64 game, it has everything on it. You know?
No expansions.
There was no expansion pack, it was just Star Fox 2, or you know, instead of GoldenEye or like Donkey Kong, it was, you know, then you had the expansion pack, and it was like the expansion pack which added I think like 2 megs of RAM, which is ridiculous to
Right.
think about it. 'Cause like 2 megs of RAM made it so Perfect Dark would play, you know,
Right.
and you know it enhanced other games when you got the expansion pack, but it didn't change what the games gave you. It just made them like run a little
Yeah, it
better.
just made it run a little better, yeah.
So
That is pretty
that's one of
funny.
those things where I'm just like, well, there you go.
I guess you get what you pay for.
Yeah. But my problem is now you don't really. I mean, you get what you pay for, but you don't get what you pay for with video games. I think it's very. It's different now. You know, like,
Right.
there's an element of many games where they're like, all right, this is what we're going to give people, and this is what they're going to have to pay to get. And that's the
Right.
part where I'm like, you are literally telling me you're making a thing that I have to
Right.
buy with the intention of knowing I'm going to have to buy more stuff. So,
Basically.
and I think in like Naughty Dog's case, like people always say like they don't do it, and I'm like, yes they do. There's
Yeah, they
microtransactions
do.
all over Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3, and I'm sure there will be in Uncharted 4, just like there are in The Last of Us. You know,
Last
the
of
difference
Us.
is they're like weapon packs, but if you don't want to
Right.
buy the weapon packs, they have those
Yeah.
preset classes that at least give you the
That
option
have,
to
yeah.
use them.
Right. To try stuff out,
You
yeah.
know, that's at least it's a better system. I also think in terms of pricing, generally speaking, they're much more fair. You know, I think
Yeah.
it's dumb to pay like 99 cents for a fucking hat, but if you really want the hat, you
There
know,
you go, you know.
pay the buck. Pay the
Right.
man.
The hat stats,
Yeah.
which was weird, but whatever, man. It's their game.
Right.
Yeah,
So that's why I'm just like, whatever. And again, this is something I was I don't remember who I was having this conversation with. But it was and then it was on a the Pointless podcast with Kevin Pereira. He was talking to somebody and he was like, I don't get why people bitch so much and expect things to change when they keep buying things. And I and like
Right.
and it was the Call of Duty, the stereotypical Call of Duty situation where like people bitch that Call of Duty
Yeah.
hasn't changed, but they keep buying the game. So
They keep buying the game.
the sales team is looking at it going like, we don't need to change the game. The sales are fine. In fact, they're better than
Right.
ever. And then when they do change something in the game, everyone's like, change it back. This is stupid. Change it back. And it's like, so what is it that you really want? You know,
Yeah.
if you
What did
legitimately
change?
want something to change, stop paying for the thing you don't like.
Right,
You
yeah,
know, it's a
exactly.
sacrifice. That means you won't be able to play Call of Duty 10 with your friends. But the advantage is if you and, you know, your friends stop buying it, and then a couple of their friends stop buying it, and then a couple of their friends stop buying it, and so on and so forth, then all of a sudden they're like, hey, we sold 10% less copies this time around. And there's a bigger audience of people saying they want something new to change about the mechanic. Then all of a sudden they have to start being like, well, we can't lose another 10%.
Exactly. You know, it pressures them to do something different. Well, it's not pressuring something different, but I mean, they want to change it so that way they get their consumer back, or the consumers they lost back.
Right. So that's why I'm just like, vote with your wallet.
Basically.
Which, in fact, I went on a mini Twitter rant about this like a week or two ago about how like people just need to vote with their fucking dollar. Just don't go there. Don't shop at a place you don't like. Don't force them to do anything, because it was regarding the
Was it that cake?
It was the cake thing, yeah. And I don't want to get too much into it because I'm not trying to make it a political thing. The politics of this is totally side, separate issue, whatever. The whole concept, and because I'm more focusing on this for the video game aspect, like, if you don't like the game or you don't like something about the game, you're never going to get them to change it if you buy the product. Because it's in your hands, and your money is in their hands, and they don't care what you think after you've bought the game. Like, nobody cares what you think. Nobody is running campaigns to make you feel good about products you've already bought. They only run campaigns to make you want to buy the thing. There's no, you don't like the way the Apple Watch feels on your hand, even though you just spent $400 on it? No.
Here's a new strap.
Yeah, like, they're like, hey, you need the Apple Watch.
Right, yeah. They're going to market it to where you
really want the product. So, like, if keep saying, I really hate Call of Duty, stop buying it. Don't buy it anymore.
Basically.
Otherwise, they are going to keep selling it because you keep buying it. And that's literally it. That's pretty much the name of the game, you know? If you don't want to see, it's a perfect example of, like, certain games, right? Like, there's no more Twisted Metal. It didn't sell very well on its last copy. Or maybe it did and whatever. But, like, you know, there are certain games that just didn't sell well, so they didn't make another one.
It's true.
You know, obviously, I mean, think about Capcom. Remember, didn't they, or was it... Is it Capcom? They weren't going to do Final Fantasy VII until such and such a game sold.
Square Enix. Yeah, they were like, no, we're not doing this game until we sell this many copies of this game.
Yeah.
I think they said they weren't going to do... Yeah, they weren't going to do nothing to do with Kingdom Hearts until they sold enough copies of a specific Final Fantasy.
So, it's like... My problem is I get to people like, I'm a gamer, they should care because I'm a gamer. They don't care. They care because you're giving them money. They exist like they're like the indie devs give a shit about you. The major corporations, like, you know, the Konamis of the world, don't really care about you. They really care about your money. Because that's what they're in the business to do. They're in the business to give you a product to get your money. So they are going to do the best balance of giving you what you want without having to work really hard, I suppose, to get your money. And that's like, I've just fucking chunked the gaming industry into like a 2-minute thing where I'm saying all they want is your money. That's a general oversight, but that's any business in the world. Walmart wants your money. They're not their game wasn't, let's give people the lowest price so they can always buy from us so we'll make a shitload of money. No, they're selling you a product with good margins to get money from you.
Right?
Like, you know, that's why they live put better, up a lot of whatever. Business. You know, but they put, yeah, the problem is Walmart puts tons of other companies out of business because of that. So it's, you know, you gotta, whatever. So I don't know. This week has been... I apologize if this podcast kind of went fucking everywhere. This week has been...
Frustrating?
Yeah, a bit frustrating. So, I wasn't super prepared. But...
Yeah, I don't think...
But, realistically, if you have been hanging out... Oh my god!
Uh-oh.
I totally forgot. So... PAX Prime is coming up in August. Oh, at the end of August. Isn't this? This is how fucked up this week has been. I totally forgot about this. Best news ever. So I will actually be on a panel at PAX Prime in August this year.
Nice.
So it's my PAX Prime is in Seattle. It is from the 28th to the 31st.
4-day event, I think.
And so my panel is on Monday, August 31st. It's at 11 a.m. It's in the Sasquatch Theater. It's called The 5-Year Plan, Your Roadmap to the Industry. I will be paneling alongside Trey, who works at Design by Humans. I'll be alongside Dave Voiles, who's from Microsoft. He's a game dev. He's also he works with the indie devs that want to get their stuff on Microsoft. I'll be with Britt Brombacher, who's at Blonde Nerd on Twitter, and also Malik Forte from TheNerdist.com. His Twitter is at MalikForPlay.
Nice.
So, yeah, I totally can't believe I didn't even... We had your birthday and then this panel, and I totally, like, forgot that I'm doing... So, anyways, I'm going to be talking about this a lot, maybe... over the next few weeks, my Twitter feed will out. Probably like show it, because I'll probably be hyping it up and trying to make sure that people are aware of it. So we'll be talking about getting into the industry in the more realistic sense, I think, is I'm trying to gear it that way, because I don't like bullshit.
Right.
And the reality is like, we've been doing this, you know, we've been doing stuff in the video game industry for years, and you know, I don't make any money doing this. I do this for fun. I do this because I want to work in the industry, and in doing this helps me build skills to get into the industry. But like, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I want to work in the gaming industry, like, it's not easy. And I'm saying that as a person who still isn't even in the gaming industry. So just basically, that's kind of where the panel is going. And the other four people on the panel actually have like industry foundations that I don't have, so they'll probably be giving you far better advice than I ever could. But we'll all be just kind of talking about how you can kind of get a plan to make it into the industry, at
right?
Least.
Yeah,
or if try like a better shot out of the gate than just, because it's, you're not going to go to school for game development or coding and then walk out of college already with a job, right?
Right. No. God,
you
no.
know, and
no,
that's
no.
that's kind of the given for many job careers, job paths in the industry, or not this industry, but just any, you know, most people don't just necessarily leave college with a job, or at least the expression is gainfully employed.
Right.
Rather than just like, yeah, I work at Starbucks, or I work at Lowe's, or I work at Walmart. You know, you work at a company that does what you do, doing the thing you went to school for,
right?
Making a good salary. So yeah, I totally blanked on the fact that we're going to be doing a panel, so my apologies.
There you go.
Now, so that's people, yeah, now you know, and we'll talk about it more, I'm sure, in the coming weeks.
It's goddamn exciting.
There's like 40 days till PAX, so
be there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're there, come say hi. I'll be there anyways, because I'll be doing media stuff, you know, during the regular convention. But obviously, being on the panel is kind of one of the coolest things ever.
Ever.
So, yeah, I think that's good. Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Jamie,
I had one
Lee
in
Curtis.
My head.
No.
I had one in my head, and then it escapes me.
Besides the usual, you know who your shout out should be?
Who?
John Cena.
I was waiting for that. You should walk out to his walkout music at PAX.
I was honestly thinking about having some sort of intro music, just because, but I don't know yet. John.
Don't know what people would say if we did shout him out.
We'll shout out John Cena. Why not?
Okay, we'll shout him out.
John Cena.
Yeah,
now you see me, now you don't, or whatever the hand thing is.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, well, next week's podcast will be far better than this one.
this is on the whim.
Whoop. I'd say this was like a 5 out of 10 on the podcast rating scale.
Yeah. This was definitely a ramble episode.
Yeah.
Sure.
For sure. So, yeah, that'll do it for episode 30 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. We will catch you
on the flip.